There it is, week 14 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages in 2025. I'm going to give you some things to think about. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Or, take my eye and I'll forgive you and give you the other one if you need it. Fuck around and find out. Or, I forgive you and send you love and light. Which one of those sounds better to you? I think instinctually, at the core of our innate animal human being, probably what sounds better is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Fuck around and find out. But what in the end may feel better is I forgive you and I send you love and light. You know, I used to think that we had to forgive everyone. Anyone and everything. If it hurt us, if it betrayed us, if it caused us harm, then we should forgive that person. And yet there was still this part of me, inside of me, that wanted an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Honestly, I think that in a previous lifetime, I was a gangster, maybe a spiritual one. There's this fine line that I walk every single day. And it's constantly reminding me that my moral compass may not be the same as others, and that not everyone is going to give me the grace for what I went through as a human being, and that at 52 years old, I was done giving a shit about earning anyone's grace. I now give it to myself. Listen, everyone is capable of fucking up, excuse my language, doing bad shit, making a bad choice, making a bad decision, doing something that they regret. Each and every one of us. And unless that you have walked through someone else's shoes and you know the trauma, you know the difficulties, you know the challenges that they've been through, then you have no right to judge. Because what may be tea for you is testimony for them. The testimony of the horror that they went through. And because you weren't there to witness that horror, because you didn't get to see it, because you didn't get to feel it, because you didn't get to experience it, it's really easy for you to judge what they've done or what they may be doing in their lives today or in the past. I make no apologies for how I chose to repair what other people broke. I didn't break it. It wasn't me. I wasn't the abusive father in my life. I wasn't the abusive, horrible ex-husband in my life. I didn't do those things to me. But I had to put back the pieces of me. I had to fix it. And so if you're going to talk about what broke someone, if you're going to talk about what broke them, I say those broke people should invite you to the table, so that they can tell you what spirit or God did with the pieces of them. Because oftentimes those people that were broken the most and drugged through the worst, most horrific, heinous lives end up being the people who are helping, healing, providing, giving. And often in the end are the people who will say, take my eye and I'll forgive you. And if you really want it, here's the other one too. But for a little bit of time, for a period of time after they've gone through that trauma, they're going to be fuck around and find out kind of people. They absolutely are. They're going to be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth kind of people. Because the hell that they went through has conditioned them to be that. If you'd have met me in my 20s, I was angry, volatile, hurt, post-traumatic stress, depression, everything that you could imagine. Did I know that at the time? Absolutely not. If you'd have met me in my 30s, I was an even angrier version of that. And if you'd met me in my early 40s, I was an even angrier version of that. And if you met me 5 years into my spiritual journey, I was still on a tightrope, constantly trying to walk this line based between tight morals and values, and this other spiritual enlightened person that I want to be. Constantly fighting and trying to earn grace from other people for what I went through as a human being. And every time I make a mistake or I teeter to the left too far or teeter to the right too far or make something wrong, constantly wanting other people to give me grace to forgive me. That's fucked up. Sorry, but it is. The truth is that how you choose to repair what something or someone outside of you broke when you probably don't even have the tools or the knowledge to repair it. Well, we need to start giving people grace. We need to start looking in at people and saying, yeah, I can see why that's a mess. Listen, I'm going to talk about Justin Bieber for a second. One, because he's Canadian. Two, because I respect him. And three, because I think it's ridiculous some of the things that I've read and seen. It is very clear that at some point, all signs point to the fact that there was some severe trauma that that man went through at a young age. And you'd have to be living under a rock to not know who likely inflicted that trauma. But no one knew about it. And the people that did knew about it certainly weren't telling about what happened. And then you have a man going through a process of not knowing how to be in relationships, drugs, drinking, wishy-washy, explosive behavior, acting out, being an asshole, on and on and on and on, in different specific settings. And everyone wants to spill the tea. Everyone wants to talk about him being an asshole, him being this, him being that. But nobody wants to give him any grace. Nobody wants to say, well, you know, there's probably trauma there. We often don't do this. You know, you'd be driving down the road in a shady area of your town, and you may see some of those people who are addicts and living on the street. And we just look down our nose at them. We just look out the window and be like, oh my God, can you imagine? No grace, no grace, no understanding, no acknowledgement for what they may have gone through. Listen, we are not born as babies with meth pipes in our hands. We are not. Stop chastising people and shaming them and ridiculing them for being who they are instead of trying to figure out why they became that way. Because trust me when I tell you, it is the same people that say, take my eye and here's the other one too, that will look out the window and then judge that person or have something to say about them or have some tea to spill about them or have some judgment as to their life or what they did. And they're really nice people. I've met really, really nice people that do that. They're assholes. That's the truth. They are assholes. They are the people who have nothing nice to say about anyone else. And it's because of their own hate and their own... I mean, listen, if you can look out the window and chastise someone else and not give them any grace for what they went through as a human being, then you must have had a perfect life. You must have. You must have. Because how can you judge someone else with not knowing what it is that they could have gone through? You want to know what human beings are capable of? Starve someone. You'll find out. You don't want to know what human beings are capable of? Put them in the hole for 30 days. You'll find out. You want to know what human beings are capable of? Rape them, molest them, abuse them, beat them. Take away everything from them. You'll find out. The human beings that you often are spilling the tea about online or in person, those human beings have gone through trauma. And it is time in 2025 that we start handing out some grace. Just saying. Now, I'm more than capable in my place in my life to give the grace to myself for every mistake I make and every mistake I make going forward. I just try and be better than who I was yesterday. But there's a lot of people out there that can't. And I think that at this time, if you want to call yourself a spiritual person, and if you want to say that's who you are, then maybe start giving grace for people, because I think there's a lot of them that need it. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.